Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Your boy Sloan Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen, in the world full of followers, be proud to be different, be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women, everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. Much love to Bone Thugs and Harmony on that shout out. You know, when you think of the sport, you know, we always think of brutality. We think of different aspects. But we don't really look at the aspirations behind the fighter, what created the fighter. And I got an opportunity today to bring on a fighter that truly has been in the sports world her whole life. And she actually needs this to exist in her own little world, in her own way. And we'll get her to explain that here in a few moments. You know, with honor, I'm going to bring on, let's welcome Miranda Danger Granger. Miranda, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
It's been a crazy day. We were supposed to do the show 2 hours ago. Things kind of got a little bit messed up. You know, I did read one article because I got to know a little something about you. I can't just know that you beat everybody's butt in the cage. But, you know, what was the philosophy behind the quote that said, you need to do this? This is a part of you that needs to exist in the sport, you being in it.
I think once I started martial arts, I just found something that really, truly pushed me mentally and physically what I thought I was capable in my life. And I think so many people put these barriers up around their lives or listen to people that say, like, you can only do this or certain people can only do this. And I think for me, like, getting into martial arts, that broke all of those barriers. So, for me, like, I crave that, and I need to know, like, what else I can accomplish, you know, with how far I've gone so far. I just, like I said, I kind of crave that feeling.
Yeah, you know, one thing, you know, 4 years old in Taekwondo is very young. Were your parents involved in the sport? What was it that initially got you involved at 4 years old?
Yeah, so my grandpa was actually a boxer back in the day, so that led my dad into martial arts, and my dad started doing karate and then later went into Taekwondo, and my aunt and a couple of my cousins also did Taekwondo, and they trained with Charles Pearson, my coach now. So I've known Charles my whole entire life. He literally has known me since the day I was born, so I kind of just grew up at the gym. My dad said he used to take me in my car seat when I was just a newborn baby and just sit there and watch classes on the mat while he was doing classes. So I've been in the gym my whole life.
Yeah, you know, talking about Charlie's Combat Club, how much would you say that has defined you? You know, you touched on it a little bit a minute ago, but each and every fighter pulls a different aspect from where they train. How has Charlie's, you know, allowed you to perceive yourself in the sport?
I think that at Charlie's Combat Club, we have such a core group. Like, our fight team is so strong and so it's like my family. So I truly consider all of my teammates, I consider them my brothers. You know, they would lay on the sword for me, and I would do the same for them. And just having that, like, camaraderie, I feel like a lot of other gyms, they don't necessarily have that or don't have it as tight as we have it. I mean, all of us literally have C3 tattooed on the inside of our arms or somewhere on our body, because it's just like, this is our home, this is our family. I couldn't do it without these guys, and you know, it's definitely, I would rather be here than anywhere else in the world.
Yeah. Now, there's one thing that kind of intrigues me, because I'll be honest with you, I hated jiu-jitsu, you know,
yeah,
and different aspects of the ground game, and I had professors that come on the show, J.W. Wright, Rafael Lovato, and others, and they all insisted that I put on a gi and put down my camera. So I did one time with J.W. Wright, and I got to tell you, I fell in love with it. What was it that made you fall in love with it and become a black belt by the age of 12?
I think just, like I said, you know, before, from a young age, I've loved that, like, pushing myself and seeing how far I can test my limits. I was one of the only girls, but also one of the only kids that had gotten that far. And Charlie had thrown me in just with the adult classes. So I actually remember on my my black belt testing, there was a kids testing and then there was the adult testing. And I thought, Charlie's going to put me in with the kids. And nope, sure enough, he put me in with the adult testing. So I was, you know, 12 years old and I'm testing with all of these guys who are, you know, have been training their whole lives. And but that's just kind of my mentality of the sport. I think, you know, he knew what I was capable of and he wanted to just see how far he could push me too. And, you know, it's instilled that in me from a very young age.
Oh, most definitely. I love your fight IQ, by the way. It's quite evident that you were born to be in this sport. You know, I kind of want to talk about CFSC. You know, on May 25th,
yeah,
you had a moment that was thick in your heart and on your mind, and you walked into the cage not knowing the outcome, but you ended up being the strawweight champion of the world via guillotine, standing guillotine, by the way, in the first few seconds of the fight. What were your takeaways from that moment, and what are your thoughts today?
You know, at the time, it almost didn't seem real. I think my reaction, like, after the fight was over, you know. I was obviously, I now looking back, like, the fighter in me wants to, like, I wish we would have gone more rounds, I wish we would have fought, but at the same time, like, just being able to finish that fight so quickly and to move up, you know, to that next level, and to be the strawweight world champion for CFFC, it's just such an honor, and that promotion is nothing but professional. I've fought for them now twice, and just being a part of that, it feels like, you know, something bigger, and, you know, they're all about the fighter, and so just the whole lead up to the whole thing has just been, was nothing but great. And getting into that cage, I felt a sense of just calmness, like, this just where I belonged.
You know, I feel you there, because I look back to a previous interview with Jared Gordon, and he had, at that time, became the CFC world champion himself. He came on the show. He didn't want to talk about winning the belt. He wanted to talk about how it was proof to other people that you can be at the bottom of the barrel no matter what your, you know, issue is, and you can still climb up and still continue to be what you strive to be as a young man. And
yeah,
Now look at him. He's in the UFC. And he used it as a talking point to help with the youth and things of this nature. You know, now you look back at your career, you've never had a loss. You've never had anything go wrong in your camp. You know, that says a lot about you. It takes a lot of dedication. What are you doing to give back to the sport that has helped create a woman that is truly remarkable in what you do?
There's actually a lot of things that I've been doing over the last couple years. I go and I speak at some elementary schools, and it's not necessarily all about fighting, but fighting kind of ties into everything. Like, for example, I went and spoke at a math class, you know, and they said, like, it was like kicking it with multiplication or whatever it was, and they had a big poster of me in there, and just talking about, you know, like, the more you immerse yourself in something, the better the results. So whether it's, you know, for young kids, whether it's homework and then the test is easy or whatever it is, you know, the more you push yourself and the harder I train, the easier the fight is. I try to get out all of the all of the crap before I get into the cage. So, you know, I work through some things, and it's never easy. And, I mean, yes, my fights end quickly, but I think that's a direct result of how hard and how much I train.
Yeah. I don't think very many of your fights have gotten out of the first round, and they've all been by submission. It's kind of, or TKO, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You could write a book about you. I mean, like I said earlier, you really can. I looked at a few things about you, and you've done so much in such a short period of time. You're 27, I'm 53, and I'm actually jealous of your career. You know, it's tremendous. You know, in life has a way of humbling us or giving us an aspect of ourselves. You know, let's say you're walking down a path in a park, and
mm-hmm.
you look down and you see a puddle. And for that one reason, you get a direct reflection back into who you are. What do you see, Miranda?
I mean, I see someone who's willing to risk it all. So whatever that is, I dedicate my whole heart into whatever I'm doing. So whether it's, you know, my marriage or my friends or being in the cage, you know, I risk everything to be the best me that I can be in that moment.
I love that. We have a caller on the line. I'm going to go ahead and pass the call through. I think I know who this is already, but here we go.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air live with a Fighter's Voice.
Hi, Don. Hi, Miranda. Sam.
Oh,
hey.
This is our buddy.
Oh, my God. It's taking me forever to call in. It's like I wasn't getting it. I was just like, all right, I'm going to try one more time. If not, I'm just going to sit there and be a happy listener like everybody else. I was missing everything
that
was
saying. The thing of it is,
oh, my God.
The thing, there's a lot of callers that call in, and I don't generally answer calls, but I have your number already, so it was like, I knew who it was, to be honest with my listeners. The reason I don't take call-ins is because sometimes people will come on and be rude to the fighters, and I don't play that. I'm not going to have any fighter or anybody in any aspect disrespected on my show. But you know what? Now that you're on here, Miranda, what is the relationship like with you and Sam, and how has Sam inspired you in your walk?
I met Sam, I would say, like a year and a half ago? 2 years ago almost?
Right.
Yeah, she helped us find some fights because it was getting hard there, especially towards the end of my amateur career, to find girls who, one, were at, you know, I want to fight high caliber girls, and two, that would be willing to get in there. So Sam definitely helped with that. And just from that, I mean, Sam is like, she's like the godfather of women's MMA. That's like how I
yeah,
saw
right.
her. So to have her like supporting me and to just, you know, be a part of the, you know, in quotes, Danger Nation, it's just been, it's been such an honor. And yeah, I couldn't be more thankful for, you know, all the love and support that she's shown me in my camp and Charlie, and just very thankful to have her in my life.
Now, well, Sam, I'll put the shoe on the other foot.
Charlie and I too. What's that? I knew Charlie through Sally, so it's like there's already that connection, and I got an up-and-comer. It's like, well, let's see who you got. And
yep.
from the get, she's like phenomenal. So it's like, how could you not want to support someone that you know is going to go further than she even knows that she's going? Like, you can
Thank
see
you
something in a person that they sometimes can't see within themselves. So it's like, just grab, all that I told Charlie, it's like, make sure she keeps her feet, both feet on the ground, man, because she's above the stars right now.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, to quote Shannon Knapp, if it wasn't for Sam Wilson, Invicta nor WMMA would be where it's at today. You know, Sam, I believe in that statement 100%, and I believe in what you do and who you are. How has Miranda conformed you out of the sport? How has, you know, she inspired you and her journeys?
You know what? I adore her belief in God. I adore that. Like when you got baptized and the whole thing, Miranda, that was just like so inspiring. It just it like took my breath away to know that it's like not only do you have the conviction to be a fighter, but you have your conviction and your belief of who you are in your heart.
Yep.
And that is so admirable. It gives warm fuzzies. I don't even know how to explain it, but it's like if it wouldn't be the Danger Nation, it'd be the truth. Because you're going to go out there and you're going to shut up haters. You're going to you see something and you have someone to you know, there's a light. Every single time you walk to the cage, you get the light. So I think that speaks volumes of itself. And you have a phenomenal family structure that follows and supports you.
Although,
the bloody nose that your husband had, you know.
Yeah. No, but really, like, if anyone takes anything away from me, that's the biggest thing. So, thank you.
I think it's true.
It glows.
What was that?
What was that saying?
It you shine, and it's like it's an eternal shine, and I think you know what I mean by that. So it's like I'm a true blood Christian just like you, and it's just like when you believe even in that. I know that there's times that when you're training and stuff like that, you're dude, I'm so done. But there's that something that's inside of you that says, no, you're not, and you keep going because it's like when you're beating the shit out of a bag, it's like I get you is what I'm saying, but I get you're not in the fighter realm because I've never challenged myself to that. I've done the matchmaking and everything else like that, but I know in a world of where you got a lot of shit going on, there's one thing that you can always believe in, and that one thing will always pull you through.
Yeah,
and
I mean, there's
that.
Actually, there's one fight in particular, you know, you say that you hear that, like, no, you're not done, and my fight against Jamie Thornton, it was going in the first round. I definitely lost the first round, and I was going into the second round, and I got stuck in this guillotine, and it was so tight, and I remember, like, thinking, well, I'm not tapping, so I'm going to pass out right here, and I just remember, like, very clearly hearing this voice, like, you're not done yet, it's time to fight, and then, you know, just, I felt like I just couldn't be stopped, and I ended up finishing that fight by TKO, but it was, definitely one of those moments where it's like when things get hard, you know, you just, there's just something, there's always something left.
And it's endless. That's what I like about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to hear Sam speak about the spiritual aspects and define who you are through her eyes and thoughts is tremendous. You know, she's a tremendous lady in her walk. You know, I'll tell you a quick story, even though we're on your interview, because I like humbling Sam. You know, I was in a car accident, and I didn't know what to do. I mean, my own insurance deemed me at fault, and it was a one-car accident. I went off an 8-foot embankment and went head-on with a tree, and I had to have multiple surgeries, which I'm still getting ready for another one on the 4th. And I hit Sam up because I didn't know what to do. I was way lost, and Sam said, well, why don't you start a GoFundMe? And I said, I don't roll like that. She goes, Don, you've given back so much to the sport. Now it's time for the sport to give back to you. And she convinced me into doing this. And, Sam, I'm forever indebted because I did this, and, you know, I got about $5,000 total. You know, but, you know, people might say, that's not a lot of money. But what it enabled me to do was to get another vehicle, to pay my house payment, you know. And these are little things that people take for granted, you know.
Yeah.
They truly do. Sam, what is it in your heart? And I know this is Miranda's interview, but what is it in your heart?
No, I like sharing. I like sharing.
That has you, you know, giving out and creating others, you know, because you inspired me. You know, I give back a lot, but you inspired me to give back even more now because you made me see a side of myself that I never even knew. What is it about you that you see in people to help them and guide them?
It's going to have to go back to my belief in God, my belief in who I am. If you pay it forward, somehow or other, it's going to come back to you. And it's like, it doesn't matter if you don't have anything to give, just being there sometimes is paying things forward. And if you have the capability of doing it, why not? You know, it's like, I don't know.
Yep.
I don't. It's not like I wake up and think, wonder what I could do today. It's like, I wake up and it's like, I've got so much to give. Who can I give some to? It's, you know what I mean? It's like from Hayden to all the fighters that I've helped. It's, I don't want anything back because I, like Miranda, I know I'm going to see you someday. And I get to have the capability of being like, hey, yeah, I know who she is back when. Do you know what I mean? So it's like,
yep.
That's my pleasure of doing something. And it's like, I know one day you're going to have that UFC belt on you. I know. And it's like, that's going to be so stoked because I'm going to be like, hey, I knew her when she was an amateur. How about that? You know, stuff like that. So it's like, it's not ever expecting anything back, but to know you, Miranda, are going to reach back one day and help somebody in the same aspect. And that's not only as a Christian, but as a fighter. So it's like,
I feel like that's just like a huge testament to exactly who you are. It's just, you know, you give so much and don't expect anything back. And I mean, I hope you know how thankful I am for everything that you've done for my life. And, you know, just, I'm very, very grateful to know you.
Miranda, you must be very special to Sam. You must be very special to Sam because I've tried to get Sam on the show before and, it's never happened. Not until today with you. So she must really see something in who you are and the testimony that you give. You know, it's tremendous. She had me so psyched up for this fight. I got to be honest with you. I was a little pissed off. You know, here, I'm amped to see you fight.
I didn't even get to see a fight.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It was like a blink of an eye, and I'm like, you know, I was so mad. I wanted to see you fight, but you came out victorious and you became the CFSC world champion. You know, that was a defining moment, and you know, I get it now, you know, because Sam truly has really laid it out. You know, it isn't about you, it's about the team that evolves himself around you. It's about the aspects of growing up. It's about your spirit and, you know, what you believe in life. You know, but
yeah.
Now that you look at not just that winning of the world championship, but your whole career, how has it truly, you know, added to you as a human being in and out of the sport?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I've always played sports my whole life. And then I got out of shape for a while there. And that's when I decided to kind of come back into martial arts, is just to get back into shape. And, you know, it just made me a more confident person. And not that I wasn't confident before, but just more confident in being able to speak out about, like, it's okay to love your life and it's okay to be happy. And I think a lot of people, and I was there at one point of my life, but I think a lot of people sit back and, like, you know, if I'm just speaking from experience, like, have a pity party for themselves. And they just kind of stay in that moment. And I did that for a very long time. And what this sport has taught me is that there's going to be bad days and there's going to be great days, but it's okay to just to love your life and to be happy. And that's what I want to share with other people, is just, I know everything's not going to be perfect and I know things are going to go wrong, but at the end of the day, like, life is so beautiful and there's so much to, like, accomplish and so much to do. And I think that's what, you know, originally I thought, like, my purpose in life was to be a fighter, but I think my purpose in life is to just bring that joy to people and to just show them that, it, you know, it's okay to be happy and to enjoy what you're doing.
And to thrive in what you're doing, like you are. You know, you could take all of your fights. Like I said, you've never been defeated. You could take all of your fights and put them all together, and I don't think they add up to very, very much time. But the point I'm getting at is I don't even think the sport has truly seen the full 360. I don't think they have seen, you know, all aspects of Miranda Danger Granger. Would you say that's a fair assessment?
I'd say that's a very fair assessment.
You know, Sam, looking at her in that aspect, you know, not only as a, you know, a friend, a person that you have a lot of interest in, what would you say, you know, would be the next step for Miranda from an aspect that you imply in the sport?
Well, she's already to that next level, so she's going to be on the contender series for the UFC. But the thing about it is that I what I'm panicked about is everybody's going to try to compare her to Ronda Rousey. As Ronda came in and she was undefeated, she was doing this, she was doing that, but it's like Miranda's that one step higher than Ronda Rousey. It's like Ronda came in, she like broke up with the floodgates, and there was so much attention on her that no matter what she did, the first time she lost, it's like everybody just like lit her up. I don't see that happening at all for Miranda, because what I see is that she's gaining the masses. Like, it's like everybody's following her, not because, oh, she's going to be this phenomenal fighter, but like how she just said, she's bringing a different kind of aspect of like her wink. Like when she fights, she's got that wink. It's like, I think I'd be disappointed if you didn't do a wink one time. But it's like, I was telling the person that was watching with me, it's like, wait for what? You winked. It's like, see, told you. But it's like, you have a different kind of personality. You're more personable. You're more fan oriented. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I see you like rising to the top very quickly, but it's in a good way. It's not, you know, like on the backs of others, but you're also like creating your own way of getting there and your own like journey of getting there. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ronda Rousey, for opening that door, but now it's time for the elite to walk in, the people that have been waiting for that. So that's you. That's you're that next level of, or that new generation of the mixed martial arts coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I do have a question for Miranda. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Which is your favorite fight and why? Out of all the fights that you fought, I watched, which is yours?
Of my fights?
The one that you can just walk in and just like, that's right. I just went in there, tore shit up, I'm done. The one that you're most proud of.
Honestly, the fight I'm most proud of, I feel like would be that Jamie Thornton fight that I almost lost. And I think it taught me so much about myself and so much about me as a fighter and what, you know, I'm always trying to push those boundaries, and that fight, I definitely got my boundaries pushed. And I thought I lost the first round, and coming out into the second round and just saying, like, screw it, I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna win in this round. Because I was sitting on the bench in between rounds, and Charlie's like, how are you feeling? And I was like, terrible, my legs don't work. He's like, well, you gotta get up and go. And I was like, nope, I think I'm just gonna sit here. And he was like, smile. And I like did like some fake smile, and he's like, no, really smile. And he made me like smile, and he's like, you love doing this, get out there and win the fight. And I did, and so I think, you know, I've had some pretty cool and impressive victories, but that win, you know, I'll never forget that, and I'll just never forget that feeling that I had, you know, after my hand was raised for that one.
You know, I actually was wrong. You know, and I'm pretty good at this. You know, I was gonna say, since that's your defining fight, how would you compare that to the Amy Montenegro fight? Because you went in against a competitor that had already been world tested, had a tremendous record at the time. You know, what were your takeaways from that fight? Because I would have called that, you know, a moment that you would look back at and realize that you're here to stay. You know, but since you've already said that the Thornton fight was, how would you categorize the Montenegro fight?
The Montenegro fight was just fun for me. That was like, if I had to go in there and say what fight made you like the happiest and was the most fun to win, that would definitely be the fight. But yeah, like defining me as a fighter is definitely the Jamie Thornton fight. But as far as I just beat Amy Montenegro for a belt in under 2 minutes, like that was like a, you know, that was a very happy moment for me. And I don't know how much you know background about that fight, but Amy actually used to train at my gym like way back in the day before I was there, or while I was, you know, playing high school and college sports, and she was training there. And just farther down a little bit, flash forward, I was training for my first title fight as an amateur, and we found out that Amy was training my opponent behind, you know, just kind of like a little, whatever, not behind our back, but kind of behind our back, you know. It was just weird because I thought, you know, she's from our gym, she wouldn't do that, and then to find out that she was doing that. So just to be able to get in there with her and, you know, lock up with her, that was fun.
But maybe you should have trained this.
Yeah.
You know, Miranda, you've had such tremendous success in this sport. You know, and Sam will attest to, I've interviewed some of the greatest world champions that have ever set foot in the octagon. You know, you've had so much success, even though you've been in it since four, but in the actuality of cage fighting and that aspect, how does one handle the pressure? You know, because, you know, like Sam said, your fan base is tremendously growing. You're deep in faith, but yet you've had so much happen so quickly in your career. How do you stay grounded? How do you stay focused and based?
You know, I actually love pressure. I love pressure. So I feel like it makes me train harder. The more afraid I am for a fight, the harder I train. And then by the time I get to the fight, it's like I've put in all the work, and I feel like it's not in my hands anymore. You know, I did everything that I needed to do, and when I get in the cage, I almost just black out, and I just do what my body tells it to do. I have gotten a lot more calm. I used to get really bad anxiety before fights. I'm sure a lot of fighters still get really bad anxiety before fights, but for me, being able to get into the cage, it makes me calm. Like, okay, this is what I've been working for. This is what, this is the prize, you know, at the end. So it actually, I feel completely different. And that pressure just makes me work harder. So the more pressure, the better off I'm going to do, in my opinion.
Yeah. You know, now that you won the world title and CFFC, you know, Sam already kind of said that what the next step is, but when you look at everything that's happened, if you, let's say you had a book that you kept your thoughts in, and or a diary per se, you know, this is going to be the second chapter of Miranda Danger Granger. What
mm-hmm.
would that first statement be, or that first paragraph be in the book of Miranda?
Watch your back, because I'm coming.
I love it with a veracity, too. You know, honestly, I don't think in my 15 years of doing this that I've ever had a fighter on that's never lost a fight, and a fighter that truly loves the sport the way that you do. You know, you talk about the religious aspects, the spiritual aspects. How has that defined you in your walk away from the cage?
You know, just like martial arts, being at church and being a Christian has just given me such a happier outlook on life. And I think that you, in darkness, to be the light of someone's day or even just second is so important. And, you know, whatever that is, even if it's just smiling at a stranger, like when I'm on my run, I try to be that for people. And I think the sport, it's so dark, and I've struggled with that, where it's like I have to get into such a dark headspace sometimes in order to get into my like fight mode. And I struggled with that a little bit, just about like, you know, a little bit of an identity crisis, because I felt like that's not, like, that darkness isn't really me. And you know, dealing with that side of things was difficult for a while, but then I know that I can turn it on and off, and I know who I am, and I've tried not to lose that. And just being, knowing that like God has my back, like I said, I get there and I'm calm. I just feel like a sense of calmness, And whatever happens, I love my life, and you know, I have an amazing husband. I have an amazing family. I have such good friends. I've made relationships in this gym that I will, you know, have for the rest of my life. And if everything went wrong and I never won another fight again, or if I never even fought again, just going through this experience with the people that I've met along the way and the people I've been able to talk to have just been, has just, you know, it's just made my life so, so fulfilled.
You're awesome, my friend. You know, they...
not just love that? She just gave me a testament. It's like, you want to be like, hallelujah, amen.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm sitting there in the background doing. I'm sitting there going, amen. You know, because without darkness...
Raising your hand in faith, go, uh-huh, I hear you.
Yeah. I feel like I'm at church, you know, because without darkness, you wouldn't have stars. And, you know, you do bring that aspect. You know, since I very rarely get Sam on the show, you know, and I've extended the offer to her two or three times, but you brought her on here, so that says a lot about you, Miranda. So I'm going to, Sam, if you got another question, I'm going to throw it to you, my friend.
I'm just curious. It's like when you found out that you got at the UFC level, how did you feel? It's like I kind of on the backside, I know, but how did it's like a lot of people try forever to get in there and they never quite reach that dream. They get to Invicta, maybe fall short and can't make it past the Invicta level to get to the UFC. You, 15, 16, you're flawless. And when they announced it, you didn't even see the expression on your face, like, yay. It's just like, mm-hmm, that's right. I was like, okay.
I feel like I've worked, you know, for it. You know, I write down things, and I've had this dream since I was a little kid. And when I have a dream or when I have a goal, like, I know myself and I'm going to get there. I'm going to accomplish it. So, I'm beyond thankful for the offer. And, but at the same time, I'm not done yet. So, you know, I still have work to do to get to that, to get to that final goal, you know, of being the UFC world champion. So that's the next one.
Oh, we already know it's there. It's just a matter of time now.
Yeah, right. I'm
curious.
Miranda, I want to ask you a question. Go ahead, Sam.
Well, I'm curious who they have, like, because they do foresight. They do forecasting of who they're going to put you up against.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm just curious, are they going to put you up against, like, a higher-level fighter because they want to really test you? Or are they going to put you as, a the equal fighter to see, you know, like, because it's the first UFC fight? But,
yeah,
I see you probably within the first three fights up in that contender title, that level. Like, within, just because my dog, sorry. Get away. I have to break the kids up. Hold up. They're fighting.
I understand that.
Oh, my God. Last night, Oliver had a hold of, like he had my dog in a rear naked choke. When I pulled him off, he left his claws in his neck.
Sounds like my
That's
dog.
How deep that guillotine was, the rear naked choke. I was like, holy shit, dude. Seriously. Poor thing. But who do you want to fight in the UFC?
I feel like I could do very well against the top 20 girls in the UFC. I feel like I fit right in there, and I could see myself with fighting a perfect fight and a good training camp. I could see myself moving up pretty quickly, and I'm not trying to sound cocky. I feel confident in my skills. I feel confident in my team, and you know, I'm ready for that next level of competition. I'm like eager to get in there and to show the whole world what I'm capable of, because I just don't think I've even touched the surface yet for what the public has seen. So.
Oh yeah, that's a great
one. How awesome! I'm so excited. I can't stand it. I truly am. It's like one of those, it's like, they give you a dollar and you go in the candy store and all the candy's a penny and you're just like, yeah, I scored. And it's like, that's you. It's like, you're
thank you.
You're, like you said, you're at that level where you're taking that step up, but it's like, it's kind of cool that it's like, you can already see over the mountain.
Yeah.
Like you're there, and you can see over the mountain. It's just a matter of like, kind of, being guided through the rest to get to the top, and it's just a thing that you need to do right now.
Yeah, I'm excited to get there.
You know, my thoughts, you know, listening to you telling is it's tremendous because I've been a photographer for almost 24 years in this industry. I've only been doing journalism for 15, 16 years. But, you know, I look at other fighters like Rachel Ostovich, Andrea KGB Lee, Roxy, and all them, and I've shot all them. And, you know, during this interview, I'm sitting back and I'm hearing you speak and Sam speak, and I'm looking at their careers and how long it took them to get where they're at. And no disrespect to those fighters because I love each and every one of them, but the caliber of fighter that you are has already tremendously bypassed those aspects. You know, so I can see what Sam's saying. You know, you can already see over the mountains. It's now just making it comes apparition. You know, your fan base is growing, and it's a tremendous aspect to you. You know, the world is starting to take notice. I told Sam, I want you on the show because you are proving to the world, and you're not bragging about it. And that's one thing I love about fighters, you know, that truly are respectful to themselves and to the sport. So I'm going to ask you a question that I asked the legend Kung Lee. What does pride, passion, and perseverance truly mean to you, Miranda?
I mean, that's everything. That's what gets you out of bed in the morning. You know, yeah, I have a lot of pride in myself. I have a lot of passion in what I'm doing, and I have to persevere every single day that I'm at the gym. And you know, those things are, you know, when I'm laying in bed at night and running through every single scenario of the fight, you know, that's what wakes you up the next day to do it all over again. So, you know, in every aspect of life, it doesn't have to be with fighting. Just that should be something that, you know, everyone takes in to whatever they're doing. And yeah, I mean, I'm very proud of myself, and but I, like I said, I'm not done yet. And you know, I just want to continue to work and continue to be the best me that I can be every single day. So, yeah.
You know, I don't think I've ever asked this question before because I hear you speak so eloquently about your teammates, your husband, and your friends. You know, most fighters do it for themselves, but, you know, you're doing it for everybody. When you look at your legacy that you've already created, it isn't just about you. It's about everybody. Would you say that's a fair assessment?
Yeah, I would say that's a very fair assessment. I think fighting, you know, it is like a selfish sport. I mean, you're in there by yourself. But at the same time, there's so many people out there that would love to be in your position and doing what you're doing, or, you know, maybe would never have the courage to do something or try something, not even just fighting, but just try something new. So, you know, doing it for all of those people that want to accomplish something like that, you know, that's a huge part of why I fight also. So, you know, just I get in there and yeah, obviously I'm fighting for me and I love doing it and it's something that I love to do, but there is just so many people out there that, you know, hold themselves back. And, I think I'm doing it for those people. I just want that next push, that little push to keep going.
You know, I had Daniel Cormier on the show before and, well, multiple times, and like I told you before we went live, because I'm transparent, I've made him cry in my show.
Yeah.
You know, holding that strap now is just the beginning for you. You know, it's just an aspect that's been added to you. What, when you look back in your heart and your thoughts, what is going to continue to make you, you know, you take away the fans, you take away the sport, and you're just looking at yourself, what's going to make you continue to strive to not only hold on to that strap, but to become the UFC champion of the world?
Take away everything else, and I just think that I'm the most competitive person out of anyone I know, and that's even just with myself. I was making a joke the other day that that's why I keep winning fights faster, is because I just am too competitive with myself. So, yeah, just that competition aspect of how good can you be? How much can you push? What can you accomplish? You know, that's what keeps me going.
How pertinent is to you each and every time to have your husband cage side, and what does it mean to you to have that 360 that most fighters don't?
My husband is literally the most amazing person in the entire world. I've known him since seventh grade. We met on a prank phone call back in seventh grade. It's a very crazy story. But
were you pranking him, or was he pranking you?
I was pranking him. I was prank phone calling him.
Oh,
it was at like a soccer tournament. Yeah, it was. And then, you know, he looked me up on MySpace, thought I was cute. So it was way back then. But, yeah, we just became really good friends. And, you know, I couldn't do this without him. And he is that person. He's just my go-to. If everything else ended, if I lost everything, if I didn't have anything in the world but I had him, my life would still be just as good, and I would just be equally as happy. And, you know, he is that person that I can turn to. He's the person I can talk to about absolutely anything. He will make sure that I have dinner when I get home during fight camps. He'll do my laundry. He might, like, roll his eyes at me, but he'll do it if I ask him to do it. And he wakes up early with me before he goes to work to run. He comes to the gym late if I need help, you know, cutting weight, or if I just need help, someone just to sit there while I'm doing a workout. He's my best friend. And that will make me emotional if I start talking about him too much. But I'm just so thankful for him. And, you know, he is totally the lover and I'm the fighter of the relationship. But he fought, he did a couple kickboxing fights, and he did one really hard weight cut kickboxing for one of his kickboxing fights. And I don't know if it was more to fight, or if it was more just to like experience what I'm going through so he could have more empathy for me. And that's what it feels like. And that's just the type of person that he is. And he would sacrifice everything just to, you know, just to make me happy and to, be there for me. And I don't know how I got so lucky, but see, now you're gonna make me cry. But I'm just Kaden, I know you're listening, you know, and I love you so much. And I wouldn't be able to do this without him. So yeah, okay, I'm done.
That's what the show is about, my friend. It's, you know, like I told you earlier, and Sam knows this about me, you're never going to get a Wikipedia or Tapology show out of me. There's 100,000 shows out there. You know, what you see on social media and on television truly isn't the fighter, and most of my listeners understand that. And, you know, to have you express that is tremendous, because, you know, what you are is a definition of a true warrior, you know, and you don't take credit for the creation of yourself. You give it to everybody, and it takes an army to build who you are. Yeah. But to hear you actually give justification to everybody that stands, you know, beside you is tremendous, because it just doesn't happen in this sport. Now I see why Sam Wilson truly has put her hooks in you. You know, I really want to just jump up and down and say hallelujah and praise God, because never before have I ever had a fighter that truly is, you know, walking the line like you are. Sam, what initially drew you to Miranda? Because she's freaking awesome.
Charlie was asking, like she said, nobody wanted to fight her because she was, like, plowing through the opponents. So it's like, hey, I got this fighter. You want to check her out? You need to get an opponent partner. It's like, all right. So watched a couple of the videos. Like, damn. Okay, let's see who we can find. And then it's just like, no matter who, like, I would send a couple, like, fighters, and Charlie would be like, well, we need someone a little bit harder to test her. And it's like, oh, okay. So it's like, just following her career back as an amateur and seeing it's like, here, let me throw this one at you. No, we need someone harder. So it's like, it was even back as an amateur, they were testing her to take it to the next level. And at one point, like Invicta was ready to sign her as well. And Charlie's like, no, we want to make sure that she has the capability of being like that higher level fighter. So he kept bringing her up hard, like not harder fights, but fights that would test her and test her and test her. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, the whole camp, they know what they're doing. Charlie did everything he did in his power to get her to that level. She's the fighter. She does all the fighting and stuff like that. But there was also that brains behind the scene, too. So I got to give him props on that, too, because he, for the lack of a better word, groomed her to where she needs to be and where she's going. And she just took that and ran.
I completely second that.
I love that. But, you know, Sam sidestepped my question if you really listen to her. You know, Sam, I know you deal with multiple fighters. she deals with multiple fighters, and you've built many careers in this sport, and I commend you for that. But I also know there's an aspect that is deeper, that is more underlying than just helping create another fighter find their path or get them the fights that they need. You know, like I said, I've tried multiple times to get you on the show. This is the first time you've ever called in. So there is a true relationship, a true aspect between you and Miranda. What is that underlying aspect that has you seeing the friendship, the church aspect, the motivational aspect? What's drawing you to her?
Her belief. I think, Randy, you understand when I say that, your belief. Not only of who you are, but what's outside of you, too. Your spiritual belief, the belief you have, the light. And regardless, like you said, if you were to quit fighting today, you would still be a guiding light. And I hope that other fighters and kids that aren't even fighting, but I hope that everybody sees that genuine light in you. Because be it day or be it night, that light shines bright. So it's like, if you think it's just like what you have in the octagon, what you have soon to be octagon, what you have in the cage, it reaches far beyond that. So, and that's like when I told Charlie, it's like, just keep your feet on the ground, man. Reach for the stars, become the star, become whoever you are, but just stay stable. And you have that already. Nobody's going to rock it.
Thank you.
So there, Don, my, what I
she's all there,
is,
Don.
So there, I told you.
I was going to get it out of you one way or another because, you know, we know who, we've been in this business, me and Sam, a long time. We know who has it and who doesn't, but it doesn't always necessarily mean you connect yourself, you know, emotionally, psychologically, or physically with another person. You're just helping them better themselves in the sport and help them get where they need to be. You know, I'm glad we did this show, Sam. I'm glad you tagged me in the fight post, and I don't think I've ever met a fighter that truly has come on that is so humble and has such great integrity as Miranda. You know, Miranda, on my show I like to do something that nobody else in the sport or talk radio really truly does. You know, we talk about the people that have helped us. We talk about, you know, different aspects, but there's those that are truly the ones that stood by your side, the ones that whispered the words of intent or gave you that shove when you truly needed it. But they don't often get the opportunities to truly thank them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you that opportunity right now. The ones that have truly stood by your side through thick and thin and given you the words of motivation or intent that you needed, who would they be and what statement would you give them?
I mean, it would be my 100% be my family, my mom, my dad, my sister, my brother, my parents from a very young age just always taught me to be the hardest worker in the room. And, you know, without them, they've supported me my entire journey. My mom didn't necessarily love the fact when I told her I was going to be a fighter because she thought maybe I was going to go play softball or soccer or some, you know, in quotes, regular sport. But she's been there, and my dad, you know, my dad's been there. My dad used to drive me to all of my practices. Sometimes I'd have 3 to 4 practices a day, and he'd wait there and have it all timed out so I could get food. I could, you know, have stuff in between, and, you know, he made sure that I was doing all of that. And, you know, my mom's been that person to, if I'm having a bad day, I always call it Cheryl's TED Talks, because I just, like, Mom, I need a TED Talk right now. So I'll just, like, tell her what's wrong, and then she always just has the best advice. And my little sister is my best friend. I have friends, but no one compares to my sister. And my little brother is just that person that no matter what, he can always put a smile on my face. And you know, it's such an amazing dynamic to have them in my corner. And they, you know, they sit right in the front row. They make sure that they're always, you know, I can see them. I look out to them right before I fight. I look out to them right after I'm done. And, yeah, those are the people that just my whole life have pushed me and encouraged me to be the best person that I can be and whatever it is. So I just am so thankful for my family, and I love you guys very much. And I know they're listening too. So I love you guys way too much.
She said way too much. Oh, I love it. You know, before we kind of wrap things up here, Sam, is there anything else that you would like to add before we do so?
Just, hey, world, hold on. Everybody's about to hit the danger zone.
Oh, yeah.
I have to agree with that.
That's all I got to say. It's like if you're ready for a ride, man, sit back and enjoy this, or make sure you buckle in because it's about to happen.
Dangerous times.
Yeah, dangerous. Every time I hear that, I want to sing Highway to the Danger Zone.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know, for the last the hour before the show started, and this is absolutely no lie, I used to have an MP3 puller that would allow me to download copyrighted music, and I was trying to pull Danger by Mystical so I could open the show with that. You know, because it truly defines your career. I mean, you're dangerous, and what you're bringing in the sport is humility. And, you know, I wanted to do it so much, but every time it was an MP4, and sometimes the studio won't let me download them. But I'll make sure I get it in there next time for when you're on the show. You know, Sam, thank you so much for introducing me to this young lady. She's a tremendous class act all the way around, and I see what you see in her now. You know,
Not yet, Don. Not yet. There's still so much more to come.
Oh, well, I know that. You get what I'm saying.
Hang on.
You know, the ride's just ready to begin, huh?
Right. It's got in line. You're ready for the ride.
Oh, I know. You know, Miranda, since the ride is just beginning, if you had to write down on a piece of paper to be put in a time capsule for, you know, generations down the road, to open up and
yep.
read for the second coming of Miranda Danger Granger, what would that statement be?
You're not done yet.
Damn.
Right.
Straight to the point.
Yep.
I love it. Oh, I love it. You know, Miranda, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I can't wait to see your explosiveness in the UFC Ultimate Fighter. I have a feeling,
my friend, that
the world is going to be amazed. They're going to see a true champion growing at the earliest points of their career, and you deserve all the accolades you get. You know, not often do you see a fighter like yourself that already has 80,000-plus fans and growing daily. You truly deserve all the accolades you get. To have the admiration of Sam Wilson speaks very profoundly in my book, because Sam doesn't back too many people in this sport, and when she does, she does it with 110%. Sam, thank you so much from my heart to yours to, you know, getting Miranda on the show today. She truly is an admiration in my heart now, and you truly have gained a fan. I'm part of the Danger Nation now, I guess you could call it. I'm going
to
be looking for every opportunity.
I'll have to send you a shirt over.
Oh, that would be dope. I'll rock it.
Yeah.
Sam knows I'll rock it. You know,
you can see everybody in the audience too, because that white and that blue just like bing, 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 bing.
Yep.
Oh, when I was watching the fight, it was just like, okay, there's a whole, that looked like snowfall right there.
Well, I definitely rock it with pride. You know,
did you hear the commentators? The very first thing that they said is that when Charlie slapped you, one commentator said, that's probably the most she's going to be hit in the fight.
Yep. And it was.
And it was the most she was hit in the fight.
Yep.
You know, your fight IQ is. Yeah, her fight IQ is just tremendously high. And my kudos to Charlie's gym, because your fight IQ is tremendous. You know, for you able to see that guillotine right off the get was tremendous. You know, like I said, I was a little disappointed because I wanted to see more of a fight, but I wasn't disappointed because you won. So I guess it's kind of the catch-22 there. You
That's
know, my
how
friend,
I feel about it, too.
Yeah. The world has not seen the best of you yet, Miranda. You know,
thank you.
It's been a very tremendous honor to have you on the show, because I'm a kind of a spiritual person myself, and to see another fighter and, you know, to have a spiritual aspect to them is tremendous in your walk. You know, if you had anything to say to your fans, the sport, about what they can expect next from you, what would that be?
Just that, like, we're not done yet. So we're on this ride, and it's going to be fun, and I feel like it's going to move fast. And, you know, I'm just thankful that they're all a part of it, and that, you know, I have my fans that have been with me since day one that haven't missed a fight and that haven't – or watched me on TV or whatever it is. I'm excited to have them along the ride, and I wouldn't be the fighter I am today without all of them. So, yeah, I'm ready.
Most definitely. Sam, is there anything else you'd like to add before I wrap it up?
Nope. Hashtag blessed. That's right.
I love you, Sam. You know, Miranda, with that being said, it was truly an honor to have you
Thank
on
you
my
for
show
having
today
me.
With Sam. I'm going to toss the mic to you. If you have any sponsors, friends or family, social media sites, or just anything else you'd like to add to the program, my friend, the floor is yours.
I would like to give a shout-out to bodybuilding.com. They were a huge sponsor for me in this last fight. Also, Essentia Water, they're one of my big supporters, and Mode, it's a fitness supplement company. They've been nothing but great. And a big shout-out to CFSC. I'm just thankful that I got the opportunity to fight on their card, especially to make history on their card, and that they considered me, you know, the person that they wanted to do that with. So another shout out to Charlie's Combat Club, all my brothers and sisters at Charlie's Combat Club. This is the greatest place in the world. And, you know, people might not have heard about this gym yet, but they will. And we have some absolute killers in this gym. And I feel like they're coming too. So yeah, just thank you to everyone who's supported me and who's listening, and everyone that's yet to come.
Most definitely. Now, where can my listeners find you on social media, my friend?
Instagram, it's just at Miranda Granger. And then on Facebook, at Miranda Danger Granger. And then on Twitter, it's Grangerous MMA, kind of a play on dangerous. So Grangerous MMA.
Thank you so much, Sam. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, of, you know, for getting her on the show. It was truly a tremendous opportunity for me to see the eyes and the heart of a true champion in the making. You know, it's tremendous to see this type of aspect in the sport. I'm truly honored. Sam, thank you so much. Miranda, thank you so much, and God bless you both, and appreciate it. And I originally scheduled this for a 45-minute interview. I didn't know we were going to go just about 90 minutes, but...
Oh, wow.
Know,
oh, wow. I didn't even know we were going to...
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun, but... Yeah. My friend, you truly have deserved everything and worked for everything that has come your way. I look forward to having you on another episode down the road to share you with the world again, as you're like a book. We just touched the surface of what you've done in this sport. I'm truly honored that you came on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later. Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Man, I tell you what. I'm stoked, you know, to get an opportunity to interview a fighter that I already knew was going to be tremendous. That would be, putting it mildly, how I feel now. You know, this young lady is spiritually motivated, team, I guess you can't even say team motivated, but life motivated. She doesn't give credit to herself. She gives credit to everybody. And that's something you just don't find in the sport anymore. So for me to get an opportunity to interview such a tremendous champion, it's man, if you guys were on the side, you would understand. I can't really put it into words. She is truly tremendous. You know, if you haven't followed her, I suggest you go now because, you know, she's going to be the world champion in the UFC. Mark my words on that. You know, go look at her fights. Look her up. Don't take my word for it. She truly is. On that point, I want to thank Sam Wilson for joining the program. Sam is an awesome, awesome lady. Give her a follow, too, on Facebook. I don't know what her other social media is, but Sam is truly a creator of many roads for many people in the sport and in life. And I forever will be endeared to her on that aspect. You know, I want to thank my sponsors, Finished MMA, Juan Martinez, Cutman for Hire with Jacob Stish-Duran, and Juan Ramirez, Bite Me Mouth Guards with Jill Rice, and the 86ers.net with Alfred and Freddie. On that note, thank you, have a good day, and God bless.